We will miss you very much. We have come to appreciate so much this church. Thank you for receiving us warmly, treating us with love, praying for us when we had special needs. We will miss that. I especially would like to thank Pastor for giving us opportunities to minister. We appreciate him. It is true that we expect to make new friends in Tennessee, but they're not you. They will not take your place. They will be friends and they will have other personalities and other gifts, but you have distinct ones, and we praise the Lord for you. Again, we will miss you very much. May I tell you something about God? God is a planner. He looks far into the future and plans what he will do and what will be. He is not surprised by anything because he plans for everything. Emergencies do not cause him to adjust his plan, for there are no emergencies with God. With perfect foreknowledge of all that will happen, God has devised his master plan for the entire universe. He is working that plan. It is right on schedule and always will be. It will never have to be changed or altered or corrected because God's plan is perfect. Psalm 18:30, as for God, his way is perfect. Let me give you some examples of God's planning. Would you turn, first of all, to Revelation chapter 13? Revelation 13, 8. And all who dwell on earth will worship it. That means the beast, the Antichrist. All who dwell on earth will worship it. Everyone whose name has not been written before the foundation of the world, in the book of life of the Lamb who was slain. In the great tribulation of the future, the Antichrist will demand that everyone on earth will worship him. And they will, except for certain people, the people whose names are written in the book of life of the Lamb. What is the book of life of the Lamb? It is the book where every saved person of all time have their names recorded. Recorded when? When God created the heavens and the earth, or more technically, heaven and the earth, the book of life of the Lamb was already completed. If you know Jesus Christ as your Savior, your name is in that book. It was not placed there when you were saved. It was placed there from the foundation of the world. I tell you, God plans ahead. The book of life of the Lamb. What Lamb? The Lamb of God, Jesus Christ. When God created the heavens and the earth, his plans for Calvary were already completed, already firmly in place. He plans ahead. Do you remember Christ's promise to his disciples? His earthly ministry was finished. He would be ascending back to heaven. And so he promised them, "If I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you will be also." We refer to that event as the rapture of the church. It is Christ's promise to return for his church. But it's more than a promise. It's a part of the plan of God. Not only did God plan for Calvary, but he planned for Christ's return for his church also. All part of God's plan. And so he will. Now, the Old Testament provides many specific details about Christ's earthly ministry. Here are just a few of the examples. Christ would be born of a virgin. Christ would die a vicarious death. That means he would die for others. He was wounded for our transgressions. Christ would triumphantly rise again from the dead. All that spelled out in the Old Testament before Christ ever came. All planned in advance by God. And as you know, the Bible reveals certain parts of God's plan that have not yet been fulfilled. After the rapture of the church, the great tribulation will take place. After the tribulation, God's plan for Christ is that he will return to the earth and rule over all the nations for 1,000 years. We call that the millennium. After the millennium, God plans to do away with the present heaven and earth and to make a new heaven and a new earth. You sang about that, by the way, in the last hymn. Right, the earth will soon dissolve like snow. After the present heavens and earth will be dissolved, God creating the new heaven and the new earth, he will also send the new Jerusalem descending from God out of heaven. He has even given to us the very dimensions of the New Jerusalem. That's planning ahead. And after the new heavens and the new earth are in place, and the New Jerusalem is here, then what? What does God have planned for the ages of all eternity? Well, he has not revealed the details of that part of his plan, what he will be doing after the new heavens and the new earth and the new Jerusalem are all in place. He hasn't given us the details of what his plan is, with one exception. God has given us, has revealed to us, one detail of what he will be doing for all eternity. Do you know what that one detail is? Would you like to know? It will blow your mind. Sure does mine. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. I have used several Bibles in my ministry, but none that I have more trouble finding the place quickly than this one. So I always figure that if I found it, then you found it too. Ephesians 2, verse 7. So that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. The word is kindness. Kindness that comes from the grace of God. You would agree God has already been very kind to us in many ways. But he is not done. His plan is to shower us with his kindness in all the future ages of eternity. Can you take that in? God's plan is to shower us with kindness forever. Now, how will God do that? Well, he has not told us. But I think of my wife. She is very hospitable and kind. When people come to visit us, she makes all kinds of plans. She plans menus. She plans restaurants. She plans special activity options. She wants our company to have a wonderful and memorable experience when they come to visit us. Now, that's the idea here. God has plans for us. He has planned to shower us with kindness. He's going to make sure that we have a wonderful and memorable time when we are with him. And how long will we be with him? Our verse says, in the coming ages. How many ages will there be in eternity? We don't know. But for however many ages throughout all eternity God has planned for, he plans to shower us with his kindness in every age. How can that be? How can God be so kind to us? Doesn't he know how unworthy we are? Doesn't he know what sinners we are? Oh, yes. He knows. He knows. In this very chapter, he describes us in our normal human state. Verse 1 says that once we were dead in trespasses and sins. Verse 2 says, once we walked according to the course of this world, following Satan. Verse 3 says that once we were so absorbed by our own importance, absorbed by ourselves, that we lived according to the flesh, according to the lusts of our bodies and minds. Once we had a worldly walk, a devilish walk, a disobedient walk, a carnal walk. Oh, yes, God knows all about us. But look at verse 4, Ephesians 2, 4. But God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. What words leap out here? God's rich mercy. God's great love. God's amazing grace. all ours because of Jesus Christ. And then the culmination of it all, which we've already read, verse 7, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. And there is mentioned again, of course, his grace. Let's get it straight. God will not be kind to us because of what we are, because of what we were, because of what we will be. He will not be kind to us because of that. He will be kind to us because of what he is. Everything that we will have for all eternity, all that we will enjoy of the kindness of God in our lives for all eternity, it is all ours because of the grace of God through Jesus Christ. Verse 5, by grace you are saved. Verse 8, for by grace you are saved. Just how kind will God be to us in all eternity? Well, let me say this. I mentioned how my wife plans for our guests. For 14 years, we spent the fall and winter months in Florida. When we were there, we enjoyed lots of friends and family coming to visit us. I say they came to visit us. The fact that the weather was so delightful was just a coincidence. At any rate, when they came, my wife did not serve them leftovers. She baked her specialties. She cooked their favorites. When we took them to a beach, we did not take them to nearby Minnesota Beach. We took them to Siesta Key, the number one beach in America. When we took them to a restaurant, we did not take them to the restaurant in our town named Stuff-a-Belly. I don't think there's any other place in the world that has a restaurant like that. But we took them to Carrabba's. How kind will God be to us throughout eternity? Well, I doubt that there'll be any Siesta Key beach there. I doubt that there will be any restaurant Carrabba's there. But look at what God does say. He will show us the immeasurable, the surpassing, the exceeding, the incomparable riches of his grace. We do not yet know much about the grace of God. We know that we are saved by his grace rather than by our good works. But in knowing that, we have merely scratched the surface of the grace of God. It will take God all eternity to show us the immeasurable riches of his grace by his kindness to us. And that he will do. That's some kind of grace. Can we understand it? Not yet. Someday. Two of our favorite verses in the Bible, I'm talking about you as well as me, two of our favorite verses are Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And those are two of our favorite verses. How'd we ever miss verse 7? It was there all the time. So, how do we respond to what God has told us that he has planned for us? Now, first of all, obviously, we say to God, thank you. We are accustomed to thanking God for sending His Son to be our Savior. We are accustomed to thanking God for saving us through Jesus Christ. We are accustomed to thanking God for His daily watch care over us. We are accustomed to thanking God for our family and friends and food and possessions and nation. We're accustomed to thanking God for these things. Now we learn that He has planned, specifically planned, that in all the ages to come, He's going to shower us with kindness that comes from that grace. So we will forever, through all eternity, be saying what to God? Thank you. Thank you. Do you ever thank a person when you didn't deserve it? We don't deserve God's kindness, but we're going to be thanking Him forever for what He has planned. If you do not yet know Jesus Christ as your Savior, then you really, really, really need to. Because the alternative to being showered with God's kindness for all eternity is to be in the lake of fire for all eternity. And the only way to be saved from that is to trust in Christ. And then because of His grace, He blesses us now. Amen? He blesses us now, but I can't even take in all that He has in the future out of the immeasurable riches of His grace to be kind to us. I can't take that in. Do you ever have feelings of insecurity? Insecurity is rooted in how others feel about us or how we think they feel about us. Or how we want them to feel about us. Well, this truth ought to help us. God loves us so much that He has planned to shower us with His kindness forever and ever. No matter what anyone else thinks about us, this is what God thinks about us. He's going to shower us with His kindness forever. People may fail you. People may be unkind to you. God will shower you with kindness forever. That should help with our insecurities. Ever get depressed? Yes, but we're not going to admit it. No, sometimes we do admit it. Sometimes we are so down. Even a Christian can get depressed. If that ever happens to you, take your Bible. Turn to Ephesians 2:7 and ponder what God has in store for you in the coming ages and ages and ages. You ponder that, and you can say bye-bye to your depression. I'd like to add another proper response to God for His grace and kindness to us. It is that of a godly life. A godly life. Verse 10. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Believers in Christ are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. Proper response to being a privilege of being privileged by having God's grace and kindness, proper response is a life full of good works. The grace of God prompts the people of God to do good works. And by the way, God planned that too. You read with me what he said, what the Bible says. Created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand. He planned for Christians ahead of time that because of the grace of God, that we should walk in good works that God has planned. And of course, another proper response to God's grace and his kindness is to praise him. One way of praising him, not the only way, one way of praising God is to sing his praises. Let's close our service by singing a hymn that does that. Lots of hymns do that, but let's sing one of our favorites. How great thou art. And thank you, Father, for your greatness, for your grace, for your kindness, for your plan. Thank you for that, for such guilty sinners as we. In Jesus' name, amen.